Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where we are about to get underway for boys basketball tonight. Never mind the weather, we are playing this evening, although the crowd is small. A lot of folks deciding not to brave what is now a winter weather advisory for all of our Fox Sports Radio coverage area. We are scheduled for a second game after this on Fox Sports Radio, a girls' basketball game, Walsall East and Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Haven't heard about the weather status of that game, but Tom King is scheduled for play-by-play once this game goes final here on Fox Sports Radio. We're getting ready to see our opening lineups and get those players out on the floor and get this game underway. It is Parents' Night. The parents of all the Evergreens boys honored on the main floor just before this game got underway. Now from the Evergreens Fieldhouse, our national anthem on Fox Sports Radio. This is the start of what's going to be a busy week of high school sports on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to see the opener for the D.C. Everest hockey team coming up in just 48 hours. They'll play their first game at Greenheck Fieldhouse on Thursday night against Wisconsin Rapids, and we will have it here on Fox Sports. In fact, that'll be the first of three hockey nights in a row with the Evergreens boys, and they should be a good team this year. We'll travel with the D.C. Everest hockey team for their two games in Milwaukee. They'll play the University School on Friday night, and then they'll have a Saturday afternoon game against Marquette. Both of those games will be here on Fox Sports Radio. The Friday night game will be a tape delay ball game, and the Saturday afternoon game, which has now been set for a 3 o'clock start, will be heard live here on Fox Sports. D.C. Everest Boys Basketball is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Antigo Red Robins wearing their road maroon uniforms, trimmed in black and white. Evergreens are in the home white with the D.C. Everest green and yellow trim. Waiting to see, out of curiosity, what role Max Milotic will play if he gets a starting nod tonight. He's not. The 6'7 junior will be coming off the bench. Evergreens looking to get a lot of quality minutes out of their freshman guard, Riley Peterson, who's gotten a lot of playing time over the first two games, and Riley Peterson is going to get better as this season gets underway. Teams about to meet in the center circle as we'll get basketball underway for a Tuesday night. Week two of the winter sports high school season here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Kyle Kurtenbach will jump center for D.C. Everest. He's got the best vertical on the team and is probably the best athlete on the team as well. Justin Hickman, senior forward, will jump for the Red Robins. All right, let's light this candle for a snowy Tuesday night. Balls in the air, we're underway. Evergreens control the tap, and we're underway. Back into the hands of freshman Riley Peterson as Antigo looks to trap off the opening tip. In fact, if Peterson picks up his dribble, he quickly finds himself double-teamed. He now goes over to Van Grinsven and now into the hands of Nick Sarakowski. Thought about setting up Peterson for a three. Instead, they kick it back out. Van Grinsven back to Peterson again. Now to Nick Sarakowski along the baseline. Goes out of bounds off the foot of an Antigo player. Is with the Evergreens. They'll inbound underneath. Ball rolled away from our official. He's retrieved it. Now Nick Sarakowski will trigger in from underneath his own basket. Long outlet pass, 30 feet away from the basket. It's caught by Riley Peterson. Peterson over to Van Grinsven. They are looking for Chris Cornish, who's playing in the post, and he's cutting back and forth. Antigo is now settled into what looks like a 2-3 zone that they're looking to trap out of. Cornish has the ball. So the Evergreens are going to have to shoot over this or look for something inside. Now a swinging cross-court pass. Great pass from Sarakowski to Chris Cornish. Cornish snuck in on the weak side, and he scores. Evergreens are up 2-0. Evergreens held the ball for about a minute. Nick Sarakowski, the senior, made a great pass, and the Evergreens are rewarded with the first 2 points of the night. Cameron Noskowak has the ball for Antigo. Now he works around into the corner to his teammate, Cassius Noskowak, with two brothers on the team, sophomore and freshman, both playing at the same time. And now it is Cameron who's got the ball. He goes over to Justin Hickman. So Antigo is working around the perimeter of this man-to-man. And here's a long three taken by Cassius Nisgulak. No good. Rebound comes from Chris Cornish. So Cornish has been active in this game. A one-and-done trip for Antigo. And the Evergreens have the ball with an early 2-0 lead. Grant Van Grinsven looks to dribble in. Bounce pass looking for Sarakowski. Deflected off one of the Antigo defenders and out of bounds. Evergreens will keep the ball. DC Everest Basketball brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Serving the community since 1962. Financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. Evergreens again inbound underneath. Sarakowski's inbounds pass goes to Kyle Kurtenbach, who spins, left the 10-footer short. Fighting for the offensive rebound, loose on the floor. Kyle Kurtenbach got it back, and he's fouled. Good work on the offensive boards for DC Everest here in the early going. And this is going to be a shooting foul on the putback attempt. Cassius Niskoyak is charged for the personal foul. And Kyle Kurtenbach, rewarded for the good work on the boards, gets two free throws, puts the first one right through. Good start for the Evergreens, up 3-0, looking to make it 4. Fieldhouse goes quiet as Kurtenbach eyes the basket, left that one short. Cassius Noskiewak comes in and gets the rebound, clearing the boards for Antigo, with the ball trailing 3-0. Antigo 2 minutes in. Unable to score, and that pass almost thrown out of bounds. Justin Hickman had to retrieve it near the sideline, just short of half court. Blake Bilo getting his first touch as Antigo works around the perimeter. They have the height advantage. Now they let a three-pointer fly from Blake Barlow, and he just hit. That ties us at three. Barlow's three from the right side is the equalizer with 5:44 to play. Antigo opting not to use that height advantage. They've lived on the perimeter here in the early going. Everest swings to the weak side. Van Grinsven thought about the three, passed it up. Goes back to Riley Peterson with a three ball straight on. Just rimmed out. Kurtenbach, offensive rebound up and in. Kyle Kurtenbach's a monster early in this game. 5-3, Evergreens retake the lead. See if Antigo has an answer here. Kurtenbach's doing that on athleticism. He doesn't have a height advantage there. He is out jumping and out fighting kids that are taller than him. Cautious Noskowak has the ball, now goes back out high. To Blake Bilo, who just hit the three last trip. Goes around to Cassius, three ball there, missed it, no good. Rebound comes out to Grant Van Grinsven. Antigo does not have an offensive rebound yet in the game. Evergreens have been good at limiting them to one crack at the basket. And DC Everest comes back the other way. Van Grinsven looks to drive, goes into traffic, misses the layup. Trying to fight for that rebound as Chris Cornish couldn't secure it. Antigo's got the ball. 4:40 to play first quarter. And the Red Robins walk the ball into the front court. Cassius Noskowak goes over to Cameron Noskowak, brother to brother. And now entry pass to Blake Bilo, kicks it back out. Three ball in the air, just rims out from Cassius Noskowak, and the rebound comes to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's got three rebounds in the first 3 minutes of this game. Evergreens work around. Nick Sarakowski thought about the three from the corner. They double-team him, and he goes right back out. Grant Van Grinsville. And now to Kurtenbach in the corner, swings weak side to Riley Peterson. Peterson almost freed up for the three, had the ball knocked out of his hands, last touched by Antigo. Evergreens keep possession at the midway point of this fourth quarter. 4 minutes to play. Everest 4-3. DC Everest Basketball, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Evergreens inbound along the far sideline into Riley Peterson's hands. Playing catch now with Van Grinsven. Stephen Weir checked in along the last timeout, and Weir lets the three ball fly right off the bench, missed it. Rebound, though, tracked down by Van Grinsven in the corner. Evergreens get another crack here. And now Van Grinsven has the ball again. Bounces over to Riley Peterson. That's kicked by one of the Antigo players and out of bounds. Evergreens will keep it. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a Valley Communities Credit Union branch near you, see Valley Communities. Evergreens inbound into the backcourt, into the hands of Riley Peterson. Over to Grant Van Grinsven. Pass back to Peterson, almost knocked free. Evergreens looking for some weak side help, and now here comes Kurtenbach, quickly double-teamed down low. Swings to Weir, who passed up the three. Extra pass, briefly knocked down. Picked up in the lane by Van Grinsven. Goes up, he scores, and he's fouled. And they're going to count the basket, and Grant Van Grinsven will have a chance to complete a three-point play. Evergreens have done a good job inside against this taller Antigo team. Blake Velo is called for the personal foul. It's the team's second. And Grant Van Grinsven goes to the line to complete the three-point play. Evergreens now have an 8-3 lead. And we've got a whistle here. They're going to let the Evergreens sub in at the last minute. Nick Sierakowski, who had gotten a breather, a little late getting to the scorer's table. They will let him in. And Grant Van Grinsven, who just completed the three, will get a quick break here. Evergreens off to a good start. They lead 8-3, 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Cassius Noskowak now to the weak side. Blake Velo with another three ball. He missed everything. Tapped out of bounds to D.C. Everest. Antigo is 1-for-4 from behind the three-point stripe. Surprised that they're not looking to put the ball inside more. And Antigo still looking for their first offensive rebound. Every one of their trips has been one and done. Antigo's looking to trap defensively. Riley Peterson has the ball, now swings over to Stephen Weir. Back out to Peterson. Peterson's handling 30 feet away from the basket. Nick Sierakowski, long swing pass to Stephen Weir. Passes on the three. Goes around to Riley Peterson. Sierakowski would be open for the three if he wanted it. Passed it up. Back to Sierakowski. Now swings weak side to Weir off the screen. There's the three ball he's looking for. Just missed. Hit the back iron. No good. Long rebound comes to Antigo. Cassius Noskowak got that rebound. Goes over to Cameron Noskowak. Two brothers have played the entire game so far. Cameron's got the ball again. Now he'll try his own three from the left side. That's a bad miss. Just barely grazed the backboard. Didn't hit the rim at all. Evergreens get the rebound. Long one comes out to Riley Peterson. To Weir in the front court. And now back to Peterson. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Evergreens 8. Antigo 3. Peterson to Weir. They're looking to set up Kurtenbach inside. He's banging down low trying to get position. Sierakowski's got the ball. They double-team him, which should free up someone on the weak side, not able to find him. Now to Stephen Weir. Weir swings cross-court. That pass was deflected and taken away. It's a turnover against D.C. Everest. First time the Evergreens have turned the ball over. We've gone nearly 5.5 minutes into the ballgame. All right, Antigo with a 5-point deficit now has the ball. Cassius Noskiwak goes over to Blake Velo. And Antigo has not gone deep on their bench here. Here's a whistle and a carry turned over. Cassius Noskiwak lost his footing on the floor and dragged those feet like he hit a slippery spot. Goes back over to D.C. Everest. So the teams trade turnovers. 1:28 to play in the quarter. Evergreens have the ball and an 8-3 lead. And the ball's in the hands of Grant Van Grinsven, who checked back in during the last stoppage. Bounces over to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski's in the corner and now goes over to Jake Giebert. And the Evergreens have the ball loose. It's on the floor. Grant Van Grinsven was unable to find the handle. It's turned over. So that's two possessions in a row that the Evergreens have turned the ball over. So we'll go under a minute to play in the quarter. Luke Olsen has checked in for Antigo off the bench. He was briefly trapped in the corner, but he's got a height advantage. Checks it out there. Olsen's tallest player on the floor. Goes down to Michael Bradley. So Antigo puts two bigs in now, trying to get a height advantage. Here's a three ball with 40 seconds to play in the quarter. It is up, and it is in from Blake Velo, who's just hit his second three. And the Evergreens want a timeout. Coach Corey Henkel is taking this timeout because the look has changed. They put in their two tall players, which means they'll have the opportunity, first of all, to fix their rebounding problem and to potentially pound the ball inside. 45 seconds to play in the quarter, and the successful three-point shot cuts the lead to 8-6. The Evergreens will have the ball after the timeout. Tonight's D.C. Everest boys basketball game, Evergreens and Antigo, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsaw.com. The games are nicely spaced out early in the season for the Evergreens team, which is what you'd like with a younger team. UC Everest has only three seniors playing varsity this year. They won't play again till a week from tonight. There'll be another home game. Next Tuesday, they'll play Tomahawk. You'll hear that game here on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreen's inbound. See if they hold for the last shot here with a two-point lead. Riley Peterson walks the ball up across half court. Antigo picks up the defense just as he comes across the timeline. Double-teaming Nick Sierakowski. Bounce pass down low. Now finds the extra pass. And losing the handle is Stephen Weir. Turned over. The Evergreens have not gotten a shot off last three possessions. Now it is Antigo who will hold for the final shot. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Cassius Nuskiewicz has the ball. Stephen Weir's going to come out and guard him. 15 seconds. He's 25 feet away from the basket. In the hands of his brother Cameron. Now back to Cassius, down to 7 seconds. Antigo's going to have to get into an offense here. Looks like they're going to settle for an outside shot, down to 3 seconds. There's a long two from the corner, off the backboard and in. A circus shot from the baseline with a lousy angle for Blake Bielo. Bielo has accounted for all of the Antigo points. You know what, they're calling that a three? Looked like for me, it's from the other side of the court. Looked to me like that was a long two. Nope, they're calling that a three, and at the end of the first quarter, that will give Antigo a 9-8 lead on three-pointers from Blake Bielo. First quarter's in the books. Back in a minute. This is D.C. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Everest Fieldhouse, where Antigo outplayed for the first 6 minutes of the quarter, took advantage of three consecutive Evergreens turnovers to lead 9-8. Second quarter is underway. Blake Bielo opens with a three, and he hits it. Evergreens looking to answer on the other end. Stephen Weir hoists a three, and he hits. Back-to-back three balls for these teams. Blake Bielo has accounted for all of Antigo's 12 points with 4 3-pointers. He's got the ball again. They're going to have to tighten up the defense on him. Antigo's got the ball on a 12-11 lead as we're just underway second quarter. Ball's back in Bielo's hands. Now bounces low along the baseline. Michael Bradley, double team there, briefly goes back out to Bielo's hands again. Antigo almost turned the ball over on a bad pass. Cassius Nuskiewicz went down and retrieved it. Where's Bielo? Hoisting another three here, and that one is off the back irons, no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound is Michael Bradley. It's off the hands of one of the Evergreens players, and Antigo's going to keep possession here. D.C. Everest Basketball, sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace Hardware family with old-fashioned service. Blake Bielo's got the ball again, and Stephen Weir is guarding him. Bielo's got a height advantage, and again, he's got that smoking hot hand. Here's a pass down low, blocked from behind. Luke Osborne was going for the dunk, and Chris Cornish came from behind and said, no, sir. Back into the front court for the Evergreens. D.C. Everest has shown flashes of good defense. They're looking for Kyle Kurtenbach underneath, unable to handle it. Ball comes back out. Peterson picks up the loose ball, down low in traffic for the Evergreens. It's Van Grinsven who scores. Grant Van Grinsven, who was a defensive specialist a year ago, has shown flashes on the offensive end, too. He's not been bashful about going in against those big players. Evergreens retake the lead 13-12. Ball's in the hands of Cameron Nuskiewicz, who goes back to his brother. Cassius has the ball, and he'll be guarded by Van Grinsven here. 5:50 to play in the half. Belo now has the ball, but he's 25 feet away. Looking to drive in, quick behind the back dribble. Cassius Nuskowak looking underneath, give and go, and it went right back to Belo, who drove in and scored. Blake Belo's got all 14 of Antigo's points, 14-13. Evergreen so far been unable to take him away as an offensive tool. Stephen Weir's got the ball. Now to Riley Peterson, goes cross-court to Weir, trying to set up the three pass, a little slow getting there. Weir looked to make an extra pass down low, and it's knocked away, turned over. Fourth turnover for D.C. Everest, and they've been up in the last couple of minutes. Want to be more careful with the ball. Looking again down low, hanging to Blake Belo. There's another pass. Belo scores again. 16-13 Antigo, and the Evergreens will take a timeout. D.C. Everest looking to take a full timeout here, trying to figure out the problem that Blake Belo represents. He's got all 16 points, four threes, and now they've found him twice in a row underneath. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for more than 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. And Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest sports. I'm Chris Conley. Antigo's 16-13 lead is their biggest advantage of the night. So you would imagine now, if you make a defensive adjustment, say, fine, we're going to do what we can to take Blake Belo away, that should free up somebody else for Antigo. Again, Antigo does play with a height advantage, and they'll keep their bigs on the floor. In fact, I see Jack Lund out there. Lund is 6'5". So when they put Lund and Luke Osborne out there, the Evergreens can match up with one but not both. And we have not seen the Evergreens' tallest player, Max Mladic, yet. He remains on the bench, though he is available tonight. Evergreens have the ball. After their timeout, they'll go the length of the court. Antigo settles back into a 2-3 zone. Here's Austin Behrens, who's getting his first playing time of the game, and Jake Giebert. Now looking for Behrens underneath. Quickly double-teamed, goes back out. Thinking about the three ball from Behrens. Shot, no good. Rebound taken by Blake Belo, who's doing everything but selling tickets at this point. Antigo's got the ball and looking to build on their lead. Belo has it. Goes back out. Cameron Nuskowak back to Belo. Belo is guarded closely now by Austin Behrens, so they're matching up with Behrens now. See if he has better luck taking Belo away. Cameron Nuskowak gets a pick, looks to drive into traffic. Here comes a baseline three-pointer from Cassius Nuskowak, and he just hit. That's the fifth three-pointer from Antigo, and they lead 19-13. They're getting it done from the outside. That's the difference in the ball game right now. And the Evergreens have gone cold. Evergreens have not scored for the last 2.5 minutes. Kyle Kurtenbach looks for a long cross-court pass, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Antigo. Evergreens will keep possession. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Evergreens will inbound. Nick Sarakowski will check in on the next stoppage. Riley Peterson has the ball to Van Grinsven. Bounces low to Kurtenbach along the baseline. Looks to drive in traffic. Lot of traffic. Ball's partially blocked. Evergreens get the rebound. Here's a block on the putback from Jake Giebert. Giebert's going to get free throws here. And the Evergreens will need it to try and stop this drought. As Antigo is on a 7-0 run here. Foul is on Justin Hickman. And we will get a look at some free throws coming up here from Jake Giebert. Eyes the basket for his first free throw, and it's good. He'll get one more. Evergreens have been outscored 8-6 so far in this second quarter. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Giebert got them both. 19-15 Antigo. And the Red Robins have the ball. 3.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. And here's Blake Belo again. Belo is guarded by Austin Behrens, and he hasn't scored since Behrens been matched up on him. Here comes an inside pass in traffic. Jack Lund missed. Rebound to Antigo, and Lund is on the baseline as he came down with the ball. Turned over to D.C. Everest. Lund missed that shot from close range. They got the ball inside to him. one of the few times tonight that Antigo has looked to use that height advantage, and they did not come away with points. Evergreen's Nick Sierakowski swings a long cross-court pass, bad pass off the hands of Grant Van Grinsven, and turned back over. Evergreen started out being careful with the ball, not so much though. Last few trips down the floor. 3:15 to play until halftime, and Antigo has the ball. Cameron Noskulak posting up high is Jack Lund. Now back to a three-pointer in the air for Cassius Noskulak. He just hit. That is his second three-pointer, and it's 22-15, a seven-point advantage. Largest lead for Antigo. Of course, a lot of times they've been coming down. They've been hitting threes instead of twos, so that's a quick way to widen your lead. Grant Van Grinsven into the corner now is Jake Giebert. Giebert traveled. Made his shot, too, and it's turned over. Evergreens are going to have to be careful with the ball. Too many empty trips, and Antigo's made him pay. This is a big possession here for Antigo and for DC Evers. The Evergreens need a stop here, trailing 22-15. Bounce pass almost stolen away. Barron's trying to reach in. Evergreens are ratcheting up the defense. They're looking to trap. Posting up high is Jack Lund. Lund goes back out to Cassius Noskowak. Up high again to Lund. 2:25 to play in the half. Justin Hickman getting his touch. Hickman's behind the three-point line. Sweeps to Cassius Noskowak, who just hoisted and hit a three again. There's no answer when a team is this hot right now. Every three ball that's going into the air is finding the bottom of the net for Antigo. 25-15. For now, the Evergreens just have to weather this storm and hope that they'll be able to fight on in the second half. Austin Barron's handling in the corner. Van Grinsven, double-teamed active defense, swings cross-court to Nick Sierakowski. Passes on the three. To Austin Barron's, now back to Sierakowski. Swings cross-court to Van Grinsven, who thought about the three ball, now looks to drive in. He's in traffic. Three ball now from Austin Barron's. He just hit. Evergreens needed that from Austin Barron's with a three-point answer. 25-18. Antigo comes back into the front court. Evergreens overplayed on the man-to-man driving in. We've got a whistle and a foul as Cameron Noskowak started his move to the basket. Going to have a foul against D.C. Everest. It's against Grant Van Grinsven. It is the first foul on the Evergreens team. Both teams with fouls to give. We're going to get to halftime without either team shooting free throws. 1:24 to play, and Antigo will inbound underneath their own basket. They're looking to set up the big man. They're having trouble getting in. 5-second call. Nope. Just got it in time. Three-pointer here comes from Cassius Nusquack. Finally a miss. And there's going to be a foul on Antigo over the back on the offensive rebound. So the Evergreens are going to get the ball. Foul is on Justin Hickman. He's just picked up his second. Evergreens trying to whittle into this Antigo lead as we get closer to halftime. It's 25-18, and Everest has the ball. Coming into the front court, Peterson to Van Grinsven. Swings to Peterson back. They're trying to set him up on a three-point screen. Looking for pass inside. Bad pass. Looking for Jake Giebert. Tapped away and turned over to Antigo. Turnovers are up in this game for D.C. Everest. More than what we saw against Green Bay East when they played a week ago. Evergreen's looking to trap here as we go under a minute to play. And trapped in the corner, we've got Antigo going to take a timeout as Cassius Noskowak drew that double team in the corner. 49 seconds left, and Antigo calls timeout to save possession. This will be a 30-second timeout, and we will keep it right here. Tonight's D.C. Everest basketball game is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center, where you can see an orthopedic specialist right away, no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. They're open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Game situation, Antigo 25, Everest 18. Antigo called timeout after having their guard trapped in the corner after he picked his dribble. So the Red Robins have the ball as the teams come back out onto the floor after their huddles. Scheduled for Wausau East girls basketball against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. We believe that game is still on, weather permitting. Tom King will have that next on Fox Sports Radio. Cassius Noskowak gets the ball. See if Antigo holds for one. 43, Fox moving. Up high, Justin Hickman. Now over to Blake Bielo. Bielo is now guarded out of the timeout by Riley Peterson. Cassius Nuskowak's got the ball. 30 seconds left. It does look like Antigo is playing for one, even though they are running their offense. Haven't pulled the ball out. 23 seconds. Now back out to Cassius Nuskowak. It's guarded closely by Chris Cornish. That's Grant Van Grinsven providing the defense. Down to 15 seconds. Antigo by 8 and holding for 1. Down to 10 seconds. Cameron Nuskowak goes back high to brother Cassius. Starting to drive in. 4 seconds left. They're going to have to force this shot. Three ball counts. If it goes, rims out from Cameron Nuskowak. And that's where the half comes to an end. Antigo has set up shop and is making a living behind the three-point arc, and that's the difference in the game. If they cool off in the second half, this will be a competitive ball game. We're at halftime. Antigo leads DC Everest 25-18.